Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Hey, I'm back. Oh, I'm so happy to be back. This is kind of like my home away from home. This is my man cave. Right. Why do people have man cave? Do you have a man cave?
Not yet. I will. I haven't been married long enough yet.
But you want to have a man cave?
Of course.
You already know which room you want to make your man cave.
You already know.
Yeah, man. Her office. You want to move her shit out or your daughter's room?
Yeah.
Oh, because the high ceiling.
The ceilings are high.
I didn't even think. I totally forgot.
Yeah, you got to have high ceilings for your man cave. Yeah.
But the thing is, AJ, she might come back.
I know.
And that's fucked.
So I was thinking about...
Now you got pictures of, downtown Julie Brown. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of someone from someone from our generation that was...
So here's...
Downtown Julie Brown. Does anyone remember Downtown Julie Brown?
I don't at all.
Do you, Kaylin?
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, my God. If you know Downtown Julie Brown, please go. It's askthekoipond@gmail.com, but just leave a comment or go to iTunes.
So
right?
I
want to say this real quick. Go to iTunes and what?
Rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah,
so go ahead, click that five stars, give a nice review, and then,
And they say, hey, Dre, we know Downtown Julie Brown.
So here's the thing about Downtown Julie Brown. So when we were kids in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Downtown Julie Brown was probably the first black woman I saw with a British accent.
Yeah.
And it creeped me out.
It creeped me out. Because I thought she was faking it.
Yeah, the whole time, right?
I thought she was. I'm Downtown Julie Brown.
See, mine was Scary Spice, and that freaked me out.
She was Downtown Julie Brown. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there weren't that many black women in the MTV entertainment type industry yet.
And then the two that they
that
put
were mainstream.
And then the one they put in had a British accent. So it
had the British accent.
It threw everything off.
It threw everything off.
Just every day I was just I was a little uncomfortable. Like, what is this?
Why is this? That's not the black women I'm used to talking to.
Exactly.
What are those words?
Yeah.
But she's saying them all wrong.
And she's... pushing them, mashing them all together, and it's weird.
You know, I'm a little more irked by the Asians who have like English or Australian accents. Do you ever meet like Asians with Australian accents?
So freaky, right?
Yeah, that's weird to me.
It's so freaky.
Like really strong Australian accents.
Real strong. I might.
Yeah.
I might. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Fit.
I might. You're Filipino too, huh? I'm Filipina. My mom's Filipina.
I swear.
Yeah, mate. Hey, mate, what's your name, mate?
Oh, hey, I'm Chris.
Mate.
Hey.
Hey, you're Philippine.
Yeah, thanks for coming to this family reunion. I haven't seen you in a long time.
I'm your cousin.
I know.
I'm from down under.
Oh, you know, there's so much you got to tell me about there. I got to visit.
Oh, fuck, mate. Your mom is my mom's mom's.
Yeah, they're related. They're,
yeah,
they're,
mate. With Darren Dunder. What's your last name, mate?
Loxamana.
Loxamana.
Yeah,
mate,
just like
mate,
you. Yeah.
Too. Yeah. We own a koala farm out there down under.
I know. I got to visit it sometime.
Yeah, mate.
I know. I've been meaning to visit you down there.
You look like a koala.
I fit in, right?
You look like one of the fucking primates, mate. It's crazy. You like that?
What the hell is a koala farm?
It's just a farm. It's a cornfield, but only koalas like chop the. They cut the corn out. They're actual workers.
Oh, the koalas are the workers.
Yeah, the koalas are the workers on the farm. It's crazy how they do it in Australia.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a farm where they're raising
koalas. No,
man, these fuckers are working.
Yeah,
these lazy fuckers.
They have a little overall.
They got the overalls, the straw hat. Yeah, they're farming.
I think I've seen that on the Discovery Channel.
It's crazy. It's a hidden art form. Yeah, man. You know those? I guess they get high off of bamboo.
Koalas?
Yeah. Is that right? Am I making that up?
I will look it up. But
can
I've
we
never
Google
heard of
that?
They
can
seem
we,
high.
They seem like they're fucking tripping all
holding
the time.
On those trees.
Like if koalas could talk, it'd be like this.
hey guys, I'm fucked up. This bamboo is fucking good, right?
They're just eating bamboo all day.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing ever different. So, I mean.
That's all they do.
Yeah,
that's all they do.
They wake and bake with the bamboo.
No, Kaylin,
no,
I'm
no,
lying.
They do not. It's
I'm
meh.
Lying.
Yeah.
Right. I'm lying again. God damn it. No, back to this man cave.
They use just regular weed, I guess.
Yeah. You know why I asked you about man cave?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about guys when they hit their 40s. They got to have a special place.
Because everything annoys the shit out of you.
Is that what it
at
is?
At 40.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm writing that down.
Everything.
Everything. Everything. Everything annoys.
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 Yeah.
The shit out of you.
So here's the thing.
At your 40s. Right?
Right around there, yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. My wife, Joe's sister.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Love her to death. But yes. she tells the most long, drawn-out stories
you
could ever.
And then she repeats two sentences.
So
she'll repeat two paragraphs as if it's, and she'll tell it as if it's the first time she told it.
So here's the thing, is that men, I mean, I don't. You guys can speak for yourselves, but me, I just want to hear the, gist of the story.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't need to know the. And then she said, and then I said, yeah. And then he came in and he said, and then right then I was eating my yogurt and it started to curdle a yep. little bit, and I'm like, I don't care about any of that.
About any of this. Just I don't even like yogurt.
Just skip to the end of the story.
Who died? Who died?
Yeah.
Just tell me who died. Yeah.
And that's what you try to avoid with the man cave. That's what you're trying to avoid.
But does it have to be sports-oriented and music-oriented all the time?
Yeah. What else would it be?
What? You can't have... I don't know. I was thinking like a nice little dojo.
Oh, dojo.
Like Miyagi's bedroom. You remember when yeah. you remember when Ralph finally got into what was his name again? What was Johnny? Right? No, mm-hmm. not Johnny. What was Ralph Macchio's name in Karate Kid?
LaRusso, Daniel LaRusso.
Daniel. Remember when Daniel when Mr. Miyagi finally invited him into the house and you were like, "Wow, it was a sanctuary."
Yeah.
The rice backyard. Paper walls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember all the that? Little, what are those trees called? The
bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees that he was making.
Yeah.
Do you remember that scene?
I don't remember the song.
He was completely drunk.
Yeah.
Wearing his World War II outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're drinking some sake, some hot sake.
Daniel laid him down. That was the point in the movie where the kid was helping the master.
Mm. Yeah.
Because the master was helping the kid, and then the kid finally realized, my master needs help as well.
So you want to clip bonsai trees for the next 30 years of your life?
I want to clip bonsai trees until I'm 70.
Yeah. That sounds ambitious.
That seems like the way to live.
Could you see my dojo?
I can, actually.
You could, right?
Oh, totally.
Rice paper, like, folding walls, like, they just break down and, like, the Kinjas pop out. You know what I mean? Like, the dance group, the Kinjas.
If you need to, like, bust through them, you can.
Yeah, I can bust through it. If I get mad and just punch through the wall, I just get more rice paper.
Yeah.
Patch it right up.
Bam.
You just cook that other paper.
What do you got, Kaylin? What do you got going on?
Oh, nothing.
What's your man cave?
A lot of video games in there.
Yeah.
A lot of video games in there.
A lot of video games.
It's basically his bedroom now.
And a basketball hoop.
I just noticed. Oh, yeah, of course. There's a basketball hoop in AJ's room.
There is.
Check this out. During my merch line, right, people buy posters. And I swear to God, man, it's always the guy that goes, "I need this for my man cave." One guy even signed, he made me sign it to his man cave.
Mm.
Wow.
Like, nice man cave, Joe Coy.
How's it make you feel then? Like, you know, guys buying a picture of you for his man cave?
He goes, "I'm going to frame this and put it right next to," it's like some artist.
What?
Picasso.
Yeah.
Picasso. Yeah. I'm putting it next to my Picasso.
I'm putting this next to Santana.
Yeah. Favorite album by him.
His velvet poster of Santana.
He just has a room full of memorabilia that he bought at a memorabilia store. This is man cave. I'm putting this next to my Babe Ruth hat. You got a Babe Ruth hat?
Why?
A couple bobbleheads.
You got a bobblehead collection?
Still packaged.
I don't know, man.
Still in the packaging.
Oh, yeah. You can't take those out.
Yeah, because it's not
they're
worth
be
it.
No, because they're going to be worth nothing later.
You ever notice when you buy memorabilia, it the value goes right back to cost?
Yeah.
It doesn't even go to retail. You buy it. You buy it at. I bought, I think, what did I buy? I bought something. It was an autograph. I can't remember who I bought. Anyways, I bought an autograph, right? I think it was a Ken Griffey baseball card, and it was signed. I can't even remember.
The only thing I bought that was
autograph. It's so long gone. It's so far removed from me. I don't even have it anymore. I don't even know where it's at. But I just remember I couldn't sell it to save my life. And I paid so much money for it. And the guy that sold it to me, he was like, yeah, man, out of all the rookie cards, this is the rarest one, man. Upper Deck Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card. They were the only ones. They were exclusive. Only Ken Griffey has a rookie card with them. I'm telling you, dude, this is an investment.
Yeah, you got to be that guy. That's why. You got to be him.
Bro, this is an investment.
Yeah.
This is an investment. You want to buy shares in Apple, you want to buy shares in Netflix, and you want to buy a shit ton of Ken Griffey Jr. rookie cards.
You should have got his card, sell it back to him. He seems stoked on it.
Bro, I tried selling it back to you. He's like, oh, man, that's a piece of shit, dude. You should have bought the Jerry Rice rookie card. And then I left there a four Jerry Rice rookie card. And it was just a wormhole, dude. It just kept going back down. I brought him the Jerry Rice cards back. I was like, man, can I sell these? He's like, dude, these aren't worth anything, man. It's the Bo Jackson split card with him playing football and him playing baseball on the same card, bro.
Whoa.
Yeah. You want to buy it?
Yeah, I think I'll
$500, man. And
I don't have that much money.
Dude, I got a lot of people that are coming today to buy it, man. I'll sell it to you for $500. Is that too much? The lowest I can go, $400, man. But I swear to God, look, I'll show you a text message right here. See, do you have that card? And I said, yes, I do. $400, bro.
I can't imagine paying $400 for.
It's rare, though, man.
Piece of paper.
Yeah, but it's rare. And there's a lot of people that want it, man. Here, let me dust it off real quick. Maybe you don't see. There. It's collected a lot of dust through the years.
It does look better.
Man. Yeah, man. $300, man. $300. And I'll throw in this Jack Sikma rookie card. No one fucking wants that.
$300. I mean,
$300. Yeah, man. It's an investment, bro. It's an investment.
I could just resell it later,
bro. You could make money. Look, listen to me right now, okay? I wasn't even thinking that, but I'll sell it to you for $300. Just go to another store and sell it to them for $500. That's how much it's supposed to go for. Get it?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Boom, man. Boom. I'm just trying to make you money, bro.
Or maybe, you know, I'll sleep on it and I'll come back tomorrow.
Fuck you, man. Get out of my store, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. Investment.
I'll take it. I'll take that card.
Nice, man. Yeah. Yes. Fucking sucker.
Dude, I totally fall for that stuff.
Did you ever get involved in baseball collecting?
Yeah.
Baseball cards? Do you remember the Becketts?
Yeah.
Baseball Becketts was kind of like the stock exchange for baseball cards because it told you how much if it was near mint or mint or just good quality. Remember
what was mint?
Was dead center, sharp corners. Extremely mint. Like it had to be.
Could it have been touched by human hands or is it?
Yeah, you could touch it.
You could touch it.
But the corners have to be razor sharp. Like you got to cut your fingers. And the pitcher has to be dead center. Because there's a lot of them called off center.
Mm-hmm. OC. OC stands for off center. Nice. And that means the pitcher's nice. Just off. It's just some of the frame on the left side is a little bit thinner than the side on the right side. And that, my friend, will cost you
That's a fatal flaw.
Yeah. That will cost you at least $1,000. You know, Gemma threw away my fucking Michael Jordan rookie card.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Fleer, 1985, 86.
How much would that card be worth now?
It's probably like $600-700 now. Jeez. I bought it for $45. I think she has it.
I have no comment on this.
She had a new purse the next day.
I could just see her giving a gift to Dre right now. And it's a Michael Jordan rookie card. I've been holding on to this for a long time, and I did not even know I had it.
What's that? What is that?
It's a Michael Jackson card. And he's wearing shit. Jordans.
Michael Jackson?
Yes.
Playing basketball?
Yes. And he shaved his head.
I didn't even know.
Happy birthday. So anyways, that's my man cave.
Yeah.
What would your man cave be? Mine's going to be a dojo. I want it to be a dojo. It's my sanctuary. A lot of clouds. A lot of candles. A lot of scents.
You're going to have like a mat flooring?
I sit Indian style. Mm. I have a straight back. I straighten my back on my own. You know what I mean? I sit straight like that.
Yeah. Good posture.
Good posture. I have a small refrigerator filled with waters and teas.
Mm.
It's my sanctuary.
Oh, now you're talking.
That's beautiful. You can meditate in there.
It sounds like a spa.
It's a spa. I have a staff.
Man spa.
I have a staff there 24/7. They live there.
Gives you your towels.
He gives me my towels. He wipes my dick off.
Mm-hmm. Full service.
Full service, man. It's a fun place, man. You guys are invited.
Oh, thanks.
I don't think I'm that imaginative in my man cave.
I know, but what would it look like? Just give us a brief description.
It's music.
I knew it would be.
Music
oriented. Picture, one poster?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, one or two posters. How many posters can I have?
Two. Go ahead.
These are two that I know for sure you're gonna hang up.
What's
you
that?
Ready?
Yeah.
Wings by Michael Jordan, the black and white photo where his arms are spread out like this and he's got a basketball in one hand.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's a piece. That's not a poster.
He's palming it?
That's a fucking piece. Yeah.
Yeah.
You never seen that poster?
I don't
know if I've seen it.
One of the greatest. Can you, Kaylin, put that up? It's one of the greatest posters of all time. And I'm telling you, whatever happened to the Nike campaigns? Because they were good at that. They were good at photo shoots, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Remember Bo Jackson when he had the football pads and the baseball bat? Like, just, they were smart, man.
Yeah.
That's a nice poster.
Isn't that a good looking poster? Yeah. And it speaks to you. That's exactly what he was. He flew. Dang. Those are his wings. That's his life, that ball right there.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Look at that, those arms. I could see that right on the crest above your, maybe your TV, your big screen TV or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want that in my man cave now.
Yeah.
Futon.
Yeah.
It goes behind the futon.
It's a fold-up futon.
You got to get that for your dojo.
Yeah, I might get a futon too. But I'm going to get an expensive one. I don't want the
it's
the rickety-rackety one that you get at the swap meet.
No,
I want a good one with
it's
like
be futon,
I want
definitely.
Memory foam. You know what I mean?
I got a futon off just the street one time and brought
that,
it into my apartment.
And that
is probably not safe.
Dusted it off. I put some cleaner on there, maybe a blanket. Yeah, that thing was good to go.
I'm pretty sure you got chlamydia that week. For sure.
I was feeling a little
yeah,
sick
you're feeling very
while,
itchy. But... You're feeling itchy.
Futon off the street.
Oh, that's so gross, man. Just homeless piss all over it. And then your second poster. You ready? You ready for this
Let's
one?
Let's hear it.
It is Dr. Dre's The Chronic.
That is perfect.
Because it's a legendary album.
That's what I was thinking.
It's a legendary album. It's a legendary cover.
It's a legendary time. That's a time frame. That represents a time frame
in your life
that was filled with debauchery.
Debauchery and mayhem.
And mayhem.
But just the significance of that album, the greatness of that album,
yeah.
The story behind that album.
See, I always heard
Eazy-E was still making money off of that album.
Right.
Crazy, bro.
Yeah.
It was just a crazy time, and that was a crazy era. That was the best time for hip-hop, I think.
I think so, yeah.
And, yeah, so The Chronic. So that's in your man cave.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And what else? What kind of foods? What kind of snacks?
I have a mini fridge.
Whoa, this is your man cave. You could have a big fridge. You could have any fridge you want.
Yeah, but you don't want to take up too much
space, man.
Oh, yeah, space, man.
That's true.
That's why I have a futon.
Yeah, not everyone. Not everyone gets to live in a tree like you.
Okay, that's right, yeah.
Monchichi's got the killer.
Plenty of fridge space up there.
Well, let's go to yours. What's your man cave look like?
Just guitars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like the guitars.
You like different sounding guitars.
Yeah.
Are you going to hang the guitars on the wall?
I
can see that.
But you can take it down whenever you want.
Yeah.
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 And all you do in your man cave, Chris, you ready for this? You just tune your guitars.
Oh, yeah. That's all I do. I don't play them.
Ring.
Hours and hours.
That's all I do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Kaylin, yours.
Yeah, I'd have a big old TV with
a big old, and what he means old, he means an old one.
The big back TV.
Yeah, the big back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big TV, PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Nice couch, the recliner one, you know, like the chair.
Yes. Yes, with the built-in cup
holder.
Like
the Lazy Boy type. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, man.
That's all I need.
That Lazy Boy should come out with a refrigerator built into the couch.
Into the like right underneath.
It's right underneath.
Yeah.
It's got like a six. It fits a six pack and some string cheese.
That's a true lazy boy.
That
I want to be. I want to be a lazy boy. When it makes you a lazy boy.
Yeah, I got an idea for lazy boy already. You ready for this? It's the lazy boy recliner, right? It's got a small fridge right by your right hand, enough for a six pack of whatever you want. It can be beer, soda, whatever, and some string cheese and pepperoni sticks. That's all you can fit in there. All right, and guess what it's called? The lazy motherfucker.
Mm.
Lazy motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm gonna write that down. Lazy motherfucker. I'm gonna spell it with an A. Motherfucker.
I'll take one.
Yeah, you'll take one.
Yeah, I'll give you this baseball.
Dude, I'm telling you, if I can just pitch this idea to Lazy Boy, they'll jump on it. They'll jump on it. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. I don't know.
It's brilliant, bro.
They're gonna be able to market that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm relaxed just thinking about it.
Right? I just want to go to sleep.
My legs are up.
I want to go
I'm stringing my cheese.
I mean, because think about it. In your heart of hearts, you want to be a lazy motherfucker.
Yes.
That's what you want to do.
That's what you want
to do. We work this hard to get to the point where we can be a lazy motherfucker.
And I love string cheese, man. I get offended when I see someone grab a string cheese and bite it like a Twix. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Dre's so lazy, he doesn't even say the TH in motherfucker.
No. Oh, he said motherfucker.
That's how lazy I want to be.
You want to be a lazy
motherfucker. Take that whole syllable.
Take the letters out.
I want to be a lazy motherfucker. No, but I get mad when people just bite into a string cheese like a Twix.
I've done that.
Why would you do that? The whole joy of string cheese is stringing it.
I can't stand when people take a bite out of their string cheese.
It's offensive.
It's just cheese.
First of all, I wasn't introduced to string cheese till I was 25. So,
okay, that's abuse by your mom. And your grandma.
We're going to have to look into that.
String cheese was a treat. Mm-hmm. And it would take you an hour just to finish it because you wanted to eat it one strand at a time.
The smaller the strand you could get, the better.
The better.
Really?
The taste. Yes!
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's called string cheese.
Make it last a long time.
I just grabbed it and
ate it like a Twix.
You gotta be delicate with a string cheese.
I didn't know.
Man, he's got big hands, bro. Look at those things. Hey,
can you imagine?
Look at that.
String cheese in this mitt right here. Yeah.
Could you see that? Can you see those Julius Erving's hands on some string cheese?
They should make like a king size string cheese that is bigger than, yeah.
Yes!
King size.
Yo, you are blowing my mind right now. Yes! King size. They got a king size Twix.
Yeah.
Make it king size. It's the size of a corn dog.
Yeah.
That's so disgusting.
I'd buy it.
That is
I'd buy a king size. Oh my God. And I'm lactose. I will be shitting. I will be shitting my bed.
Or you won't be.
Or I won't be. Or I won't. Yeah. Dude. You are hysterical, bro. Can I just say something real quick? You've been watching my son.
Yes.
And because I've been on the road a lot.
Yeah, man, those Texas shows look crazy.
Yeah, man, it's nuts. Big shout out to Houston and El Paso, San Antonio, Midland, Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi! Can I just say something about Corpus Christi? Can you play some Selena music real quick?
I love that place.
Beady Beady Bomb Bomb something.
I love Corpus. I lived in San Antonio for 4 years. So
that, yo, someone was Corpus in line and said your name.
Yeah, Fernando.
Fernando. I totally forgot to tell you that.
Yeah.
He came up and he was like, why don't you bring Dre with me? I go, Dre's still working on 3 minutes.
That's funny.
When he gets to
people are hungry for your material, Dre.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my ex-coworker, man. We sold furniture together.
That's right.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
That was a treat of a gig.
How long ago was that? About 10 years, 11 years?
About nine. Not
damn,
nine.
Damn, dude. Isn't that crazy when you look back at stuff like that?
It's a whole different guy.
Dude, 10 years ago, I was shelving books at a bookstore. Hating my life. 11 years ago. 11 years ago.
Wow.
Jeez. Yeah, because Joe's 14, so yeah, that was Joe was about 2. Shelving books,
that's
bro.
So wild.
Oh, I hated it, bro.
You ever bought furniture have you ever gone in to actually buy furniture?
Yes.
And how were the salespeople to you?
I hated them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hated you too. Trust me.
Because they've been in there all day and
all
they don't see people
long.
Ever.
So here's the thing.
And the one thing they hate is when the families come in, the kids just want to bounce on the bed.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on, Caitlin. So there are these places called furniture stores where you go and you buy your furniture.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Furniture, I don't think so. I think you're probably thinking of something else.
Street,
like, a bed store. I've heard of beds, but that's like a mattress, just the mattress.
No, yeah. Man. There's a place called furniture store. Yeah. So. It's the place where it's at before they throw it on the street.
It's they're clean. It's clean.
Clean. Does it have chlamydia?
Oh, what's the fun in that?
No,
you're
white,
right. There's no adventure.
Stains.
There's no white stains. There's no piss-like smell.
Yeah, I don't want none of that.
Yeah, there's no heroin needle sticking into it.
It basically has no history.
It has no history.
It's like boring.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's the thing about furniture, selling furniture. It's a seasonal gig,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Meaning, in the summertime, nobody buys furniture.
Nobody.
So you're literally sitting in a furniture store.
You're literally inside air conditioning. That's it.
So here's the thing. Our boss did not like to use the AC. In San Antonio, Texas. That's funny.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
So we're in a hot-ass store.
That's abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it was. But, you know, hey.
You could have sued. Yeah. That's not proper work conditions.
We just turned it on when he left.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So here's the thing. You're sitting there all day, 3-4 hours, and a family comes in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you do your whole pitch. Welcome to it was BLT Furniture.
Oh my God, that sounds tasty.
That's delicious.
That sounds like a place I want to go. God,
yeah.
If I Googled BLT and that popped up, BLT, I would be there in a heartbeat.
You're
I'd
there.
Be disappointed when I walk into a furniture store with no fucking AC
because it's bedrooms, lamps, and tables.
This owner is a genius.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So
imagine if it was just a furniture store and it all looked like bacon, lettuce, and tomatoes.
That would be awesome.
Just going there for the samples.
Let me take you over to my this tomato crib. It's a baby's crib that's a shape of a tomato.
We have this bacon love seat.
We have a bacon futon that folds up into French toast.
Some super sweaty guys just take me around with all this food.
It's Dre.
That's exactly what's happening.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So anyway, the family comes in,
uh-huh.
And you give your whole pitch, welcome, blah, 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 you need anything, blah, 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 and they go, we just came to look around.
Yeah.
That's where the hate begins.
Yeah.
The hate begins at the look around.
That's where the evil turn starts, yeah. That's the evil turn.
I say that all the time, and I feel terrible every time I say
you
it.
You should.
I really do. But you'd rather have me string you along? You want me to string you
don't
along?
Don't go in the store.
I can't go in the store.
No, get out of here. I'm your coworker. Get out of here, man. Oh, let's. Why are we? We've been waiting all day to enjoy this air conditioning. Why we don't want to share it with you?
I'm not taking away the air conditioning.
Off of the bed.
I might buy something. I might see something I like. And I'll buy it.
Jump on the bed.
Could you please
jump on the bed?
Can he please get his shoes off the bed?
Jump on the bed.
Well, he's testing the springiness.
I want to jump on the bed.
But he's destroying.
He's not destroying
our merchandise.
It's a floor model.
Hey, your son is ugly. Get out of the store.
Yeah, man.
What kind of store is
that?
What kind of establishment
is
this? I just came in here for a nice sandwich-shaped couch. I'm out of here.
Yeah, get out of here, man. Go.
Go look around somewhere else.
Go look around. I was going to say something else, Dre. Go look around somewhere else.
Jeez. No, I don't want to go to that store.
I want to jump on the bed.
Go fuck yourself, kid. How good was that scene?
I just want to look around sometimes. I feel terrible.
Wait, we already ended the scene.
No, I'm explaining it, Dre.
We already ended the scene, bro.
That's not an excuse in life.
What the hell, bro? We're done.
That was good.
Shout out Jamie, man, at BLT Furniture. He hooked me up when I moved out here. He dropped me some cash when I left.
Did he?
Good. It was all good, yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah, that's a homie.
Yeah.
Real quick, you've been watching my son. And
watching is a reach, but yeah.
Watching. He's been lifting places, hasn't he?
What?
Without your supervision, huh?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is what my son said to me when I picked him up from school. You ready for this? I go, did you miss me? He goes, yeah, but like Dre's kind of been like my second dad now, Dad.
Yeah, it's called an uncle. Oh. Did you tell him it was called an uncle?
I don't think that's
yeah.
It.
No, he's been calling you dad. All right, let me tell my listeners, well, our listeners, a little bit about my son's high school history. I don't think you've heard this yet, have you?
No.
So my son has a very thick head of hair. Thick and curly.
I've seen it.
Almost Afro-like. I'm not even going to lie. It feels like an Afro if you run your fingers through it. Really tight curls. Dark, a little bit darker on the skin. Not as dark as Gemma, but close to it. Mm-hmm. If it's sunny outside, he absorbs all of it. This is what he's been saying to me. You ready for this, Kalen?
Let's go.
Hey, Dad, a lot of the kids at school think I'm half black. This is what I said. Oh, really? What'd you say? This is what my son said. Yeah, I am. Can Dre take me to school?
Oh, that's why he made me get out of the car at the bus stop.
He did not.
No, he didn't.
Oh, my. Dude, that would have rocked. That would have rocked my world if my son did that.
Hey,
you want to go to class?
Hey, Dre, you mind getting out really quick?
Yeah, just get out of the car. Hug me. and then he hands you money to hand him back.
Yeah.
And then just hand this to me. For lunch money.
Kneel down. Let's get eye to eye. You give me some advice. Rub my head as you stand up.
I wrote some lines down for you right before I get on the bus. Go, do good in school, little motherfucker.
Yeah.
So everyone's been thinking he's half black. So like when he goes out with his friends to the movies and stuff, people like girls will walk up to him. Oh my God, are you like half black? And he says, yes.
Oh, so lucky.
That's so funny.
Yeah. He better stop. This is only going to work until he's 14. Because when he starts hooking up with girls, that shit, that the cover is going to be blown quick.
Well, so Saturday night.
Oh, shit.
He goes.
What?
He comes in. He has this grin ear to ear.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going on. He's looking on his laptop and he's looking on his phone. And then finally, I think he just couldn't take it anymore. He was bursting with energy.
Yeah.
And he goes, I went on a date, dude.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, what?
He didn't tell me that. Well, damn it.
He's going to get to it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he got to his second dad before his first dad.
I know.
So
what did he say?
So he tells me that, he said, yeah, we went to this acai place together.
This what?
First of all, I don't know what the fuck acai is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then, it's just like souped up
It's like
yogurt.
A smoothie in a bowl.
Yeah, it's like a superfood.
It's like a berry.
Yogurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so go for it. So they went to an acai place.
Yeah. So, but here's the kicker, though. Then he goes, but yeah, I didn't brush my teeth.
He never brushes his teeth.
And I go, you might want to consider
yeah, man.
Brushing the teeth.
I want to do that. Because if you guys kiss, she's going to get more than acai. Mm-hmm. She's going to get a burger. She's going to probably get a little bit of turkey sandwich in there.
Right.
Cocoa Krispies are in there.
One time I saw lettuce,
and I can't remember the last time we had a salad.
How many days back is that?
We're going about 6-7 months.
It's hard to tell.
You know, one time we were at Sephora, and you know they have the Q-tips free.
Yeah.
He treated himself to a couple Q-tips. And I think he pulled a candle out of his ear. I go, Joe, you don't have to wait to go to the mall to get a free Q-tip. We have a 500 count box of Q-tips in the bathrooms. Why do you wait? Why this is a special event for you? He pulled this thing out. I swear to God, bro, we could have put it on a cake.
Oh my God!
He could have blew this out for his birthday. It was so bad, bro. So yeah.
So I don't know if he was waiting to tell you that.
Did he take a shower when he was at your house or no?
Probably not. Yeah. No, I think he did.
He did?
Who
cares, right?
Yeah.
He's just gross.
But he's like proud of it, right? Is he?
He loves to be dirty. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when he told you didn't brush teeth, he thought like, yeah, that was a move.
Yeah, that's a move.
He says they like it.
He says the girls like it.
They like it.
I think the girls' options aren't that, you know, they don't have that many options.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Everybody's probably dirty though.
Yeah, they're all dirty.
No way those girls like it, right?
Yeah, they like it. They what? Like it. They like it, man. They like it. They like loser kids that smell like shit.
Man, I was born in the wrong decade.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
So, yeah. So, I don't know if he wanted, you know, if he wanted to wait to tell us. I guess I blew the cover on that one.
No, I'm glad you told me.
But
I'm going to still act surprised.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you gotta play cool.
But it was kind of cool though, because he was actually excited. It wasn't like,
yeah,
hung out with this girl. He was excited.
Yeah, he was excited. He had fun.
I saw the sparkle in his eye.
Yeah,
you know that sparkle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The sparkle like, that lets you know
that he had a boner.
Yeah,
he had a boner. He definitely had a boner, man. He has one all the time. You know, he doesn't even tell me that. He doesn't even act like he doesn't. One time I jumped on him to wake him up in the morning. He goes, Dad, I got the biggest boner. Get off. How nuts is that? He's just a dirty kid. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Why is he so free like that? When's he going to start having insecurities? You know what I mean?
I don't.
I was never like that when I was a kid.
You weren't free like that?
I mean, I was.
Yeah.
I used to tell all the kids that I jerked off. Because you know how that's so No, I swear to God, I did, man.
Just unsolicited? Did you just?
Yeah, because you know, in junior high, kids would always like, I don't do that. Yeah, you do. No, I don't do that, man. That's gross. I don't do that. I was the one kid that went, I did it. Oh, I can't wait to get home and do it again.
Pioneer.
I was a pioneer.
You tell the girls that?
I told everybody.
Wow.
I go, it's fun. I do it all the time.
You'd go to kids.
Shower before I go to bed. Wake up for a test. It's relaxing.
I think you'd be in kid jail nowadays if you did that.
I swear to God, they would be. They would be in kid jail.
You can't walk around saying that.
No, yeah. Not at all.
Yeah.
So
I fulfilled my black obligation for the month of February.
What is it?
I went to see Black Panther last night.
Bro. I fell asleep.
So, listen.
Is that offensive?
A little.
Why?
Is that offensive?
Because it's the 27th of the month.
It was the longest movie in the history of movies.
It got good, though. It was good.
It's like Black Panther, Titanic.
It was good. It was good. If you would have stayed up.
Yeah. Okay. That was good.
If you would have stayed awake, you would have enjoyed it.
I didn't like it. Okay, look. There were scenes that I did like.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what pissed me off? I wish they didn't use the Michael B. Jordan story. I wish he fought Claw until the end.
Mm.
I thought Claw was a better character. Mm-hmm. I thought it was more engaging.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like Michael B. Jordan,
mm-hmm.
but does he always have to be good looking in every goddamn movie?
Yeah,
I think so.
Does he have to be?
I think
like,
it's contractually he does.
Yeah, sorry. Like, if my villain has to look like a villain, bro. Claw was a villain.
Yeah.
That dude was, he was something, bro.
I agree with that.
Just the interrogation room alone, he was.
Yeah.
Yo, he was killing that interrogation room.
I didn't think he was going to die so early. In the
world. That's what I was like. And then it was all about that story. Really? And I'm like, that story sucks. I didn't even like that story.
Well,
I don't care. And then
it had
just
a little more of a social slant to it than just for the adventure part of it, I think.
Yeah.
You know, because it was this whole thing about Black Americans, African Americans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
African, whatever. Fuck, I don't know. Or Black Americans and Africans.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was about this whole,
that
whole thing. But,
can I also say the black guy stereotype? Daddy's not around.
I felt that
in there. My daddy wasn't around.
Yeah.
Now I'm mad.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the king.
Well, it actually happens. It's not really a stereotype.
No, that's the story that they did.
No, but I'm saying it happens, though. It's not really.
Yeah, it was like a metaphor.
I'm saying is they use that in the.
No, yeah.
Like, that was his rage. That was his vengeance. He was so angry.
Right.
The other one had a daddy, and he was king.
Yeah.
And he made him king.
Well, they also left him in America.
A lot of social commentary within the
exactly.
story.
There was
but his dad was trying to do good, and that's fucked up. He was trying to clean it up in America.
Right.
And his own brother killed him.
Yeah.
Not cool, man.
Not at all.
And then like a piece of shit, he left his son there.
Yeah. He did it in a sleazy way.
I don't like that, man. I was pissed.
Stealing. In a sleazy way.
Yeah,
he did steal it.
So he don't feel so bad because there.
But he wasn't pocketing the money. He was trying to use it for good.
Yeah.
But see, then why did they confuse us in the beginning like they were doing a heist? That was weird.
Yeah,
I didn't understand that
when they were in the apartment.
Yeah, and they made it sound like it was going to be a heist, and yo, you stay here, the shooter will be there, and I got this, and blah blah blah. And I'm like, is that Popo? I'm like, wait, you're a good guy though. Why are you? You didn't even need to act like this. You got superpowers. Like, why are you acting like this? I thought that was bad. I thought that was misdirection on their part.
It was.
It's a little cheesy misproduction.
It was on purpose, yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't need to be done like that, I don't think. I was into it, dude. I love the comedy. The women were fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. The little sister?
The little sister killed the show. She killed the show.
Every scene.
Yeah, I like the badass like girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I liked the girl, the sister. And I liked it when the car exploded.
Yeah.
And the chair kept going down the street. Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
But that right after that's when I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just got too long. I really wish Claw was the character. I hope they bring Claw back. I hope they resurrect him somehow, put him in Black Panther 2.
He was good though. He was good.
Do you know who he is?
No.
He is Gollum. He's King Kong.
What?
The guy who played him.
The guys that do the animation for him?
Yeah.
That do the animation for King Kong and Gollum?
Yeah, yeah.
It's him.
Andy Serkis.
He's the one that wears the green leotard and the balls on the back. Yeah, does all the movements and talks.
Motion capture, yeah.
Yeah, he does, and he speaks for Gollum. He's the voice of Gollum, too.
Wow.
That's why he was so incredible, dude.
Yeah.
That character carried the movie, man.
Yeah.
I liked Black Panther, and I liked him. I wish they fought the whole damn movie, man. That was good.
Yeah.
Mm.
I want that guy to get his own damn movie. He was like Crazy Wolverine. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. So did you like the movie?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you?
Out of 5 stars.
Out of 5?
Yeah.
So 4.
4? Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you give it?
Same.
4? Kalen?
Yeah, I give it like a 3.5.
Yeah, I gave it a 2 3/4.
Kind of fell asleep.
Well, because you fell asleep. But 2 3/4 the
way. You have no resolution.
Whoa, slow down. Like, this isn't my fault. I didn't fall asleep because it was a lack of sleep. I don't want you to think it was past my bedtime.
See, I thought you fell asleep.
I think you've sat through worse movies. You finished worst.
And I gave it a worst review. My whole thing is, keep me up. Mm. I'll fall asleep in a bad movie, man.
There was a dude next to me snoring.
I told
it's
you.
It's those chairs. Those new chairs.
Bro. It's that fucking recliner, man.
You're watching
Dre,
the whole
you're
thing.
You're not going to do this.
Horizontal.
You're not going to do this, Dre. You're not going to sit here and act like you didn't get a little fucking eye heavy.
No.
Did you get eye heavy?
No, here's the thing. A little. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Is that the first quarter of the movie is a little slow. And you have to get through that part of it. If you don't get through that part of it, then you will fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll, you know what?
Because there's so much backstory.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I need it, but it was slow. Yeah.
It was very slow.
Yeah. But it was necessary.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, you need it.
It was not needed.
It was.
Because you have to invest in the character.
That's dope. That song is dope.
What do you do? Just put his phone up.
Black Panther, baby. Soundtrack, Kendrick Lamar. Did the whole damn thing himself. That's what I'm saying. Bring them soundtracks back. Woo!
Yeah, that song is fire.
Fire right there.
Yeah. And here's Joe in the middle of that is going...
Can there be a movie about Africa without Forrest Whitaker? Just answer me. Just be honest. Be honest, man. Be honest.
No. I'm going to venture to say no.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. It's mandatory that Hollywood has to put Forrest Whitaker in a movie that depicts Africa or at least talks about Africa. Forrest is in that movie. What a great actor, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen...
He's in a lot of things, but I don't mind it.
Have you ever seen Ghost Dog?
Yes.
Bro, that thing flew under the radar, man. That flew under the... It was kind of a cheesy movie, but yeah. Forrest...
Oh, Ghost Dog is cheesy?
Well, I'm just saying it's not your big budget movie, but Forrest carries that movie to where you're like, this is a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys want to... Forrest Whitaker is one of my favorites, man.
Yeah.
One of my all-time favorites, man.
So forget Black Panther. See Ghost Dog.
Go see Ghost Dog. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Did you feel like...
$700 million.
$700 million.
2 weekends.
The whole world went to see it, man. It's about to be a $1 billion franchise.
I was really surprised. I didn't think... Because when you think of like the Avengers or the Marvel characters, Black Panther was not one that instantly came to mind for me.
Well, I think everyone likes the surprise, though. I think everyone likes the surprise. Yeah. Like, no one anticipated Iron Man to do shit.
Yeah.
Like, I know I didn't. I remember when they showed the face mask and said, coming, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know, like, Iron Man 1, and it was his mask. And I was like, that's going to be a flop.
Right.
Like, he has no powers, nothing. Like, he's just a...
Smart dude.
He's a smart dude in an iron suit. Yeah. Boring.
Yeah.
Bro, that's my favorite superhero movie of all time. I swear I could still, and Favreau was the director of that.
Yeah.
Bro, I went and bought AC/DC again because they kept playing Back in Black, right? Remember that? Do you have any idea what I'm talking about right now?
Yeah, I do. I'm in the trailer.
Bro, boing. The movie. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And he's fucking blowing up tanks and shit with his hands.
Yeah.
It's not the feedback. Oh no! Oh no! It's not the feedback.
That's right.
They're from Australia. Did you know they're Filipino? This is a fun pod.
Yeah, man.
I love this pod.
I love it when we just talk. But thank you so much for watching, my son.
Not a problem.
My son is going to be half black. And that's how it's going down.
That's fine, man.
That's how it's going down.
20 years from now, we all will.
Yeah, we're all going to be black.
Yeah.
We're all going to be black Panthers.
Okay.
Kaylin loves that.
Love it.
Kaylin's
Who is
the
villain going to be in Black Panther 2? I have it already.
Let's hear it.
Michael Blackson.
I'd watch it.
Michael Blackson. He is going to be in the movie Black Panther.
That'd be a different movie.
They need comedy in it. Get some more comedy in there.
Mm.
I think Michael Blackson would be great. He's from Philly. Yeah. He's African.
Right.
Mother soccer.
I can't.
You mother soccer.
It might work.
I'm gonna text Michael Blackson. I'm going to tell him he needs to pitch that idea.
He needs
idea.
To go pitch that?
Pitch that idea ASAP. Yeah. ASAP.
Just give Joe writing credit or
oh, my God.
Credit?
I'm already writing shit right now. Easy. I'm already writing. Do you have a Dre Day for us? We haven't had. You know what? Since it is Black History Month. Wait, is it March 1st?
No, it's still Black History Month.
Is it February 28th?
What is this airing?
Why could Black History Month be like on March or something?
Yeah, why do we have to?
I want it to be longer.
Yeah,
man.
Why do you get the shortest month?
Like right when I get
you
into
know
it,
why, Chris.
Okay. What have I done?
I just wish it was longer because right when I get into Black History Month, it's already over with.
But
it gets
what?
Me so mad.
Flies by.
But here's the beauty. Here's the beauty of Black History.
What is it?
You don't need the constraints of the month to figure it out.
Oh.
You can keep it going, man. Keep it going.
Nah, I ended March 1st. It's done, bro.
Close that book.
Yeah, it's done. Yeah. And the end. That's what I say right around midnight.
3, 2, 1.
The end. All right.
Glad that's over.
Yeah. Let me go back to this George Bush documentary. We got some Dre Day music because Dre's about to drop some of his Dre Day on us.
I have something.
Yeah, we got a little something right
Let's go.
That happened to me over the weekend.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, with his thoughts and his answers, please welcome to the Koi Pond, Dre!
Hey! All right, so.
Oh, man, this is going to be good. I already know. Whenever he has, like, a red Sharpie in his hand, he's about to, like, that's his laser pointer for his PowerPoint. He's about to drop something. Go for it.
I have a question first, and then I'll get to my commentary.
Yes.
How many of you gentlemen have ridden, I'm not sure the correct word.
Yeah.
A mechanical bull.
I did. I rode one in Vegas.
That's
maybe once, yeah.
You did.
Yeah, probably at least once.
I haven't ridden one.
How did that make you feel?
I'm not going to say if this is the wrong word to say. A little effeminate. Yeah. Mm,
right.
Yeah. I felt like the girl for the first time riding her man on Valentine's Day. If that could be the best description.
I
there are probably better ones, but
yeah. Oh, okay. My bad. I don't know why I had a dozen roses when I was riding this bull, but that's what they made me do.
It was very romantic.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I would much rather ride a real life bull.
Oh, than the mechanical bull?
Yes.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Let's go, Dre.
Over the weekend,
okay,
coming back from Santa Clarita area, the you know, the fun spot of Santa Clarita.
Yes.
And we stop at Saddleback Ranch, which is a restaurant,
yeah,
bar.
Yeah, I know Saddleback, yeah.
And they have a mechanical bull.
Yes.
Okay.
Couple guys, tell me you didn't get on it.
Hear me out. A couple guys I'm with, guy says, we need to ride the bull. I'm like, I'm not riding the bull. Another guy, I'm not riding the bull. This guy sneaks and gets a waiver, gets into the pit, gets on the mechanical bull.
Yeah.
I personally have never seen a man ride a mechanical bull in real life.
This is your first time. Well, you weren't even, to be honest, I can't believe you were in that kind of a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Saddle Ranch.
The mechanical bull starts off very slow.
Oh, yeah.
And might I say sensual.
Oh, yeah. Very erotic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you do that thing with your heels going back towards your butt, and then when it moves the other way,
you kick forward, and then your hand in the air, you're nay-naying it.
Yes.
I didn't like that. I was very uncomfortable watching.
Oh, you're watching it?
I was uncomfortable.
So you didn't get on it?
No.
You just watched it?
I was very uncomfortable. It bothered me.
It's bothersome.
And I mean, call me what you will. I didn't feel it.
Yeah. You weren't feeling it. So you'd rather ride a real bull
than ride a mechanical bull. Yes.
Because a mechanical bull is too sensual.
Well, here it is. I understand where Dre's coming from. It's sensual on a mechanical bull because it's just this mechanic, this piece of machinery that's all glistening and leathery. You know what I mean? It's not looked at as a ferocious animal that you're trying to tame.
Exactly.
With your bare hands.
It could be mistaken.
Yeah.
For a sexual apparatus.
Even. Yes. Oh. Like a butthole stimulator.
That's a little specific, but.
It is a little specific, but. Yeah, and it's also huge. I mean, the butthole area is so tiny. I mean, my God.
Yeah, so I just wanted to see your guys' thoughts.
No, I'm with you 100%. If I am never riding that mechanical bull again. It flew me off. I looked like an asshole. Had to walk back to the bar. I thought I was going to ride it for 8 seconds.
Mm-hmm. How long were you on it?
I got on it. It did the sexual thing where I thought, I was like, okay, this is easy. I got
this. Know each other.
And then I was like, well, I'm kind of, my butthole feels good.
Yeah.
I remember saying that.
Yeah.
Cool. And then I flew. The guy hit like the joystick to the left and made a hard right. And I flew,
and you were done.
Bro.
And you were done.
I was gone.
Yeah.
I was gone. Thank God I signed that waiver.
Yeah. But I wouldn't even mind it so much if they started off fast.
Yeah, start off fast and let me just try and do that. But the sexual part at the beginning, I see
it. It's a little disturbing.
Thank you so much for that, Trey. I 100% you sit on an animal?
I don't know. I don't like sitting on animals.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel weird.
Yeah.
Like they just go wherever they want.
And
they,
Chris is tiny,
even,
dude.
Yeah.
Even a horse.
I don't like
super uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't like horses.
I don't like horses. No? I can see Chris on top of like a really big boar. Like a wild boar.
Yeah, like a mechanical boar
with a saddle.
I could see that.
How big cute would that be?
with boar's teeth around his neck, a necklace of boar's teeth.
He's got an Australian cowboy hat with crocodile teeth on it. Yeah.
Totally.
I love that.
I can totally see that.
Dude, this has been fun, man.
Yeah.
We're going to do, that's it, man. Thank you for listening to the Koi Pond. Remember, if you're in a bar and they have a mechanical bull, you're going to look like you're trying to make extra money. That's just how it is.
That's just how it looks.
Yeah, man. The only way you can ride that mechanical bull is if you wear buttless chaps with no underwear. That would look cute. Right?
Right?
Yeah. I got some. I'm down. So what I'm trying to say is invest in some buttless chaps, you guys. This is the Koi Pond. I love you guys. Good night. Sleeping on her, now I'm wide awake. Damn, I missed the days when she would say she needs me. If I had the time with you again, I would like to be way more than friends. Girl, if you give me a second chance.